and we raised hogs, lots of hogs. I'd usually have the hogs fed. We'd have an old wagon down there that full of corn, and I'd scoop that out to the hogs, fattened hogs. That's the way we paid for our farm, hogs and things like that.
And everybody works.
Yeah, everybody worked. Everybody worked at our house. Our children come home from high school and just go right to work, you know. Mm-hmm. They didn't run around like they do nowadays. And they always got up every morning. No one slept late. We always all got up at the same time and ate breakfast. And the boys helped do the chores. Mm-hmm. And the girls helped me get breakfast. I can't understand about how the youngsters do nowadays.
They just have too much time.
No, I go in it, my sons, and their children are still lying in the bed. Mm-hmm. Way up in the day. Mm-hmm. And our children my husband never stayed at our house when he came to see me before we married, later than 9:30 or 10. Never, never later than 10.
This is one of the advantages of electric lights. We can just shift our day around and suit us.
Yes, my little daughter, and I'd tie her in that high chair and go out to milk. And we had a lantern, a lamp that would hang on the wall, a coal oil lamp in the kitchen, and I'd give her my silver spoons, and she would play with those, and when I come back, well, she'd be looking down, and all the spoons would be on the floor, but she'd be content.
The light would just be shining on her, huh? Hmm. Did you keep your cows in that shed that you...
Well, they could go in the shed and they wanted to, or else go out in the lot and lie down. They'd go in bad weather, they'd go into the shed, the long shed built onto the barn.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. See, that's it up there in that picture, right next to the barn, that
long
shed.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Was there any special place where the horses were enclosed?
Oh, yeah, we closed them up in the barn that night.
Did they have any special, fenced place?
Well, they could come, we'd let them out in the lot. My husband always let them out and let them roll. After they'd been perspiring, you know.
But they didn't have any special lot.
No, they didn't. We didn't have any special place.
Where did you keep the pigs and the hogs?
Oh, well, we had pens and shed. We had a hog shed, and when we'd have partitioned off when the sows had their babies, you know, mm-hmm. partitioned off. And then they'd stay down on the creek. We had it all fenced in. In cold weather, they'd get under the shed. Pretty weather, they'd run out on the pasture. You know. Mm-hmm.
Were there many dairy farmers around here?
No, not in those days.
Did they have dairies?
One man there close to Norman had a dairy.
And he probably sold to the university too, I guess.
Yes, I think they did. We sold lots of lard to people, hog lard.